I'm joined on the phone today by House Majority Leader Ryan Winkler. So I understand it's been a very busy week with a couple of big budget items passed in the House.
Yes, we are passing all of our major budget bills, and the Senate is doing the same, so that next week we can get together and start negotiating out the big picture and start working towards a final budget agreement on May 17th.
So this week, education and labor passed. Do you know what are some of the biggest differences between the House and Senate budget packages?
Well, on education, we actually fund the K-12 schools across the state with a 2% and 2% increase in the budget formula. That means that schools can keep up with inflation with state aid instead of having it be a cut. The Senate doesn't do that. On jobs, we are very focused on making sure that job training is done by organizations that are in competitive grants and are able to show progress with their workforce investments. We're trying to help families get access to paid family and medical leave, and workers get access to earned sick and safe time so that everyone can earn the chance to take a day off if they get sick. So that's our priority, and we're also really focusing investment dollars that we have available into very small businesses in Minnesota, those, you know, that have been hit hardest by the COVID-19 pandemic.
Right. And what's happening on the police reform front? A pretty historic conviction yesterday in Hennepin County. But
yeah.
I've seen a lot of folks saying that there is a lot of work to be done.
Well, I think the fact that Dante Wright was killed the same week, or this within the same week almost, that Derek Chauvin was convicted in a different city shows that police reform remains a top priority. And we're not saying that police officers are bad. We're saying that the system doesn't work very well for police officers or for a lot of black community members and other people who live in neighborhoods that have a lot of policing. There's a lot of work we need to do. And the trial and the conviction were important, but they did not address the system as a whole.
All right. I know I only have a few minutes with you, Ryan. So what other bills are going to go through the House this week?
We are working on commerce and energy, agriculture, health and human services, and we have a tax bill coming up. In the tax bill, we make sure that businesses that got benefits from the federal government through the PPP program or workers who got unemployment insurance don't pay Minnesota income tax on that up to a certain point. We're not trying to provide a benefit for high-income Minnesotans or very high-profiting businesses, big businesses that did really well during the pandemic. We're targeting our help to the people who need it, and we are raising revenue from Minnesotans making more than $1 million a year to help make sure that our budget is sustainable in the long run.
All right. Well, I will look forward to our quick chat next week. Thanks, Ryan. Have a good
day.
Okay.
You too.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.